In 1973, the OJ's released the song For the Love of Money, and money is a huge component in a divorce. While your attorney can explain what you are legally entitled to under the law in your state, you should also work with a financial expert to explain the dollars and the cents and what you should do with it after you receive it in a settlement agreement. Well, Todd Huttner is the founder of Denver Divorce Professionals. He's also a certified divorce specialist and a certified divorce lending professional in the real estate, finance, and mortgage fields. Todd knows every client has different needs and different goals, which is why he customizes each plan to every client situation. Todd, welcome.
Thank you. I didn't know you were leading in with the OJs. One of my favorite songs of theirs is Used to Be My Girl, so I guess that's also appropriate for today.
And I'm going to say for this segment, I'll be your girl while we discuss a very, very important topic. So, you know, your decision to become a divorce professional 20 years ago as both a lender and a real estate financial expert happened organically when you noticed a pattern. Clients kept seeking your knowledge for help for three very big reasons. What are they?
Yeah, I didn't ever plan on really working in this area. I just always was available to solve problems. And with my experience, I just had a lot of people come to me seeking answers and advice. And I noticed that it was just this constant flow of folks who were seeking a better way to divorce. And they were asking me if I could help them separate their finances because, you know, they didn't want to go to court. They wanted to avoid that traditional process that destroys families and their finances. And, you know, they agreed on a lot, but they, you know, weren't really sure how to do it, you know, just completely on their own. So they were seeking some help in the middle. They really felt they could work together. Their primary objectives were to, you know, not fight, i.e. go to court. I want to be fair to my spouse. I want to protect myself, but we want to do this the right way for our kids. And we know that going to court is not that. And they really just felt they could do it better, like, you know, cheaper, faster, better kind of thing, just on their own. And the main thing was just staying in control, because that was one of the biggest fears when I would say something about getting legal advice. Well, we don't want to go to court. We don't want to fight. Like, there was this implication that even just contacting a professional could wind them up in a position where they were simply just going to be, quote, you know, in court and fighting. And that was really that theme that people were seeking. They were just seeking a better way. They wanted to be in a position to just do it better for their kids, but just not sure where to go.
You know, we've discussed many times on this program, and I am sure you've had the similar conversations with your clients. Divorce is not a one-size-fits-all. Each one is different, yet they all have one thing in common. Every divorce comes with options. Based on your involvement handling many divorce cases in your two-decade span working in this space, what are some of the choices that have had positive outcomes with your clients?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It kind of just takes off where I was with they didn't really know their options. And if you can kind of imagine this spectrum, on one end of you got court, and on the far other end, you've got kitchen table, you know, do-it-yourself, kitchen table. And the problem with that is, number one, there are all these options in the middle. Number two, clients don't know about them. And so that's, again, that little conundrum of why they were reaching out saying, hey, we don't know what we don't know, kind of nervous about doing this, and we don't want to screw it up. So that's when I explained, hey, there's a lot of choices here, not just in how you do it, but how you engage professionals. And so what I mean by that is, if we go from the one end of the spectrum to the other, starting with court, below that we would have arbitration. And arbitration, if you let the arbitrator decide everything, it's not that much different than court, but at least it's private, and at least you get to pick the judge. So, you know, at its closest, arbitration is basically court with a private judge, but it can still be a lot better, or you can be a piece. Below that would be mediation. And mediation is very broad in the sense that you can have people going through mediation who are very high conflict, or you can have kumbaya, where, hey, you know, we pretty much have this all figured out. So within that is collaboration. So I'm on the board of the Colorado Collaborative Divorce Professionals, and collaboration is really a growing movement where it's more of a cooperative mediation. There's one difference where you have an exclusion clause, and that's where if the process breaks down, they have to go get new professionals if they go to court. And the reason for that is so that people are more open. Attorneys refer to it as, in mediation, I'm still having to plan out what might happen if we go to court, but in collaboration, I don't have to worry about that, so I can really focus on solving problems. And the other real benefit is, in mediation, those spouses would typically get their own professionals and then maybe try to figure out who's right or argue about that potentially, whereas in collaboration, they choose a professional that they trust, and then that professional goes and does their work, and that would be non-legal professionals. But below collaboration, you have this vague term that I'm going to call cooperation, and it's cooperation with some professional advice and help. It's better than the kitchen table from that perspective, but so that's really the spectrum of options that I talk about. And you can even do a combination of those, and that really comes back to how you engage professionals. So here in Colorado, you can engage an attorney formally where they represent you, or you can also do limited representation, which is referred to as unbundled. And in that case, they would simply perhaps do just as little as reviewing your document before you sign it if you wanted to really do this on your own for the most part. And I always recommend people get some form of legal advice, and pretty much required if they want to work with me. I believe so much in that. And if you get the right professionals, they're not going to drag you to court. They're not going to make you fight. They're going to respect your desire to have options and be in control. And then, you know, at the end, you can mix and match, create your own process, create your own team, so you can get a best of breed individuals to do exactly what they do. And you can also pick your process. So you can start with cooperation or mediation, and then if you can't figure out one little part, you can have that piece sent to an arbitrator. So the options are limitless if you and your spouse are willing to work together and just be open to finding a better way. And, you know, my mantra is get the right people at the right time to do the right thing, and you get the right results for the right cost. And that this whole idea of what I just ran through with options of professionals, process, and everything is just something people don't know about. And as soon as you start telling them about it, they love it, and they want to find out more and find out how they can make it work for them and their family.
Yeah, I want to go back to that word results that you just used. And one thing I love is your philosophy. And I'm going to share everybody with what that is. You always say there's always solutions to get the right results. So how can two opposing sides find a joint resolution? And why can agreeing, I know that's a crazy word people think we use in a divorce, but agreeing is so important. Why can it also be profitable for everybody?
I refer to it as it's really two sides. One, if you're agreeing to these things, number one, it's just going to make your process so much faster and better. You're also not having it foisted upon you, which means you're not going to court or even to an arbitrator if you can come to your own agreements. So not only do people get more creative in problem solving and forward looking to how they're going to be able to co-parent and do those types of things in their agreements through the process, so it saves a lot of time and money and also pain. But after the decree is issued and everything's final, agreeing has a long-term payoff in the sense that when you agree to these, to how you're going to have your divorce structured, there's buy-in. It's really rare for you to have post-decree issues for couples get litigated when they use some form of cooperative mediation or collaboration coming to their own agreements, because there's buy-in. They had control over their outcome. They may not have gotten all they wanted, of course, or complete control, but the point is the couple together made these decisions, came to their own agreements, and it puts them in a position where they can move forward and feel good. You know, hey, this may not be Disney World or Disneyland. We're picking between. It may be, hey, this stinks, but it stinks less than that other option. So it's really just trying to get the best outcome. And if you can come to your own agreements, not have post-degree issues, it's profitable money-wise, but also emotionally for yourselves and for your kids. And to me, that's the part that a lot of people don't think about. I view agreeing as an investment, you know, emotionally and not just financially in your future of how you're going to be able to co-parent.
You know, we talk about everybody agrees and says yes, but the next step and the most important step to see this through is implementation. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, that's one part that I really just stumbled across. You know, again, is how I kind of came into this divorce world is no one really does this. And it's really amazing because it creates a lot of the issues. So what I mean by that is I had two types of clients coming to me. I had one set of clients who would come to me seeking, hey, we need some help how to figure this out. Can you help us separate our finances? We don't want to go to court or whatever. The other group was, hey, I finished my divorce. I need to go implement this. And I can't. They didn't know yet that they couldn't. Or they already said, hey, people are telling me I can't do this. And so I would look at it and I'd say, oh, well, yeah, actually, you can't because. So there were a number of reasons why people couldn't actually implement their decree. And it was so frustrating because so many of these problems just could have been avoided up front. And that's where I came back and just said, hey, if we can have someone who understands the legal, the financial, the title, the credit, and all these pieces and make sure they're working together and synchronized, then you create an implementation plan. Everything can move forward as planned, and the couple is really ready to go without worry.
Todd Huttner, Denver Divorce Professionals, thank you so much for joining us. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this break.
Todd Huttner is a certified divorce specialist and certified divorce lending professional with over 20 years' experience in the finance, mortgage, and real estate industries. A financial analyst and a consultant working with Fortune 500 clients, Todd founded Huttner Capital as well as Denver Divorce Professionals to help couples facing divorce avoid costly mistakes, protect their credit, and successfully separate their finances. Whether they are couples working together collaboratively or individuals dealing with conflict and an adversarial spouse, Todd Huttner's financial separation plan provides a path forward. It eliminates fear and doubt from clients' financial decisions by providing clarity and understanding to create the agreements required to achieve their desired outcome so they can move forward with confidence. Todd created the Financial Separation Plan, which is a proven process that reduces conflict and levels the playing field so couples can work together to stay out of court and stay in control of their divorce. It provides the analysis to make informed decisions, the guidance to reach fair agreements, and the coordination required to implement the decree, saving time, money, and frustration. As a published author and nationally recognized real estate and personal finance expert, Todd is frequently quoted in the trade and business press, including the Wall Street Journal, CNBC, Bankrate.com, U.S. News, and Realtor.com. Contact Todd Huttner at www.denverdivorceprofessionals.com, denverdivorceprofessionals.com, denverdivorceprofessionals.com.